It's actually quite a bit. We've learned so much about how to treat addiction in the 21st century. You know, brain scans have helped us a lot. But so the big standouts are treating folks in an inpatient setting in a gender-responsive manner, treating genders differently in the way that we approach addiction treatment with them. And another really exciting thing that Cedar's at the forefront of is integrating trauma treatment and real trauma work into the first 30 days. It's pretty newly accepted that that's even something that can be done. But when it's done well and deliberately and intentionally, results are much better. It's a really beautiful thing.
Let's start with that first one. How do you treat a woman differently than a man?
The experiences are so different in life. The societal rules that we all have are different. And you've got to honor those and take them into account. Whether they're right or wrong doesn't matter, and it's not something that we're up for debating with people. But the fact of it is a lot of the times women enter treatment with a lot more shame around things that they've done, and men tend to enter treatment with a little bit more bravado and certainly a harder time asking for help and then admitting frailty, very difficult. So again, it's not about us making judgments about whether or not as a society this is a good thing or a bad thing. It's about us just respecting that fact and then changing the way that we treat people so that they can really hear things as well as possible.
And so what would be an example of how that treatment is different? Is it the methods during, say, counseling or even physical treatments?
No, it would just be counseling. Physical is the same, well, with any sort of variations that there are in typical medicine, but inside of counseling. So we have two totally separate curriculums. We have a men's curriculum and a women's curriculum. So a great example would be, the gentleman who helped us write our men's program, his name's Dan Griffin, and he's got this really great exercise that he calls the man rules, where we help to establish what society has taught men the rules for being a man always are. And one of the big things is, lack of trust at the beginning, and certainly a lack of vulnerability that comes from that lack of trust. And if you consider that with the way that we ask people to interact with us in treatment, for a long, long time, we've said, okay, welcome to treatment. My name's Ben. Now tell me your deepest, darkest everything and all of the awful stuff. And then let's talk about your parents and tell me why you're doing all of these things. And if they don't answer us or really can't answer us for a long time inside of this industry, we kind of put a non-compliant label on them and said, well, they just don't want to get with the program. They're not into this. In reality, they probably wouldn't be here if they didn't want help with it. They just need some help feeling comfortable that it's going to be a safe place, and that not only that, but there's real strength in the asking for help.
Well, Ben Court, thanks for taking the time to talk.
You're most welcome.